Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in Locked On Broncos podcast. I am the host of this show. My name is Adam Kinney. Welcome to this game preview edition, week four of the NFL season. The Denver Broncos heading into this one in South Florida, going in with a 3-0 record against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this one, we're going to get you your game preview. I'll get you the practice report and who is going to play and who isn't in here. I'll get you the matchups to watch for, go a little bit behind the numbers, and then finally I'll give you my predictions. But first, this game preview is brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. We are well into the NFL season. Football's back. We're in week four of this young season, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games that you want to see up close in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats that you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, whether you want to sit on the 50-yard line, club level, or the south stands there at Mile High. SeatGeek has you covered. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's easy to download, and it's the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I could be anywhere. Just with a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. So if you're looking for seats for the next home game, which is going to be against the Falcons next week here in Denver, download the SeatGeek app and find your best way into Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And SeatGeek, it's always going to give you the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value, you know, depending on where the seat is and who your team is playing each and every week. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. So here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, and then enter my promo code LO Broncos for Lockdown Broncos. That's LO Broncos. SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Once again, download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Broncos today. All right, let's jump into this game preview here. Broncos Buccaneers week four in the NFL season. The Broncos trying to look to extend their record to a perfect 4-0 against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll start with the practice report as we finally know who is and who isn't going to play for the Denver Broncos. We'll start with the guys who are actually going to try and give it a go. And, you know, they're still listed as questionable. There's two guys on the injury report, so it may be a game-time decision, but they have not been ruled out as of yet. We're going to start with, it's a pair of safeties on this list, Shiloh Kale and Justin Simmons, both questionable for the game on Sunday. They both returned to practice. Simmons has been in a limited capacity all week long, while Kale returned to practice on a limited capacity on Thursday. So this will be Kale's first action back with the team, and a heavy load on Will Parks' shoulders for depth at the safety position if either of these guys can't go. There's three guys for the Broncos that are going to be out and not participating, and they're going to be the same three guys that did not play last week. Virgil Green, he's still out with that calf injury. Donald Stevenson, he's out with the calf injury as well, so look to Kubiak to kind of shuffle things on the offensive line once again, and possibly you're going to see some Tyson Brilo at right tackle. You know, maybe Weems comes in at guard, then you move Schofield out right. There's a couple things that they're going to get creative with, but I know that Kubiak liked what he saw from some Brilo at right tackle last week in the win against the Bengals. And then once again, DeMarcus Ware, he's going to be out for this one with that forearm injury. You know, he's still going to miss probably another 6 weeks or so. So Virgil Green, Donald Stevenson, DeMarcus Ware not going to play in this one. And the tight ends, Kubiak talked at length yesterday about, you know, what he's seen from John Phillips. He's a consummate professional. He's really picked up things on the offense very, very well, and he feels comfortable rolling him out there as your starting tight end while Virgil Green gets healthy. And then Jeff Heuermann as well, he brought him up that, you know, he gained some confidence making a big play for the Broncos. He only had one reception for 29 yards, but, you know, that's his first NFL action, and he likes what he's seen from his backup tight end. So the Broncos should be good to go there. On the Tampa Bay side of things, there's four guys that are out for the Buccaneers. Doug Martin, the running back, he's going to miss with that hamstring injury. Cecil Shorts, the wide receiver, former Jag, former Texan, he's out with a hamstring injury. Luke Stocker, the tight end, so a couple offensive weapons here for Jameis Winston, not going to be able to give it to go. He's out with an ankle injury. And then on the defensive side of things, a old friend of the Broncos, Robert Ayers, he's out with an ankle injury. He didn't practice all week. And then Joe Howley, the center, he's going to be questionable for this thing. So other than that, the Buccaneers are relatively healthy, but both teams a little nicked up right now, and we'll see how much that plays a factor in this Sunday afternoon game. But note, I made a mistake on my last show. I thought the game was at 11 a.m. kickoff. I need to retract that, as I was reminded on Twitter, thanks to @thirdeye_84 Mike Middleton. He gave me the shout out to remind me that the game is actually a 2:05 kickoff Denver time, 4:05 Eastern time there. So back to back afternoon games for the Buccaneers in their home stadium at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida. And we'll see if that plays a factor a little bit, because last week there was a thunderstorm that caused a delay in the fourth quarter. And when you're playing later in the afternoon, they may be more prone to that than if you had a typical, you know, 11 or 1 o'clock kickoff there on the East Coast. So that's something to keep your eye on. I'll give you a couple matchups to watch out for in this one. I'm going to start with the Broncos on the defensive side of things, and I'm going to go with Aqib Talib. Just watch him against his former team. Not very many opportunities for Talib to play against the Buccaneers, the team that drafted him and started to make himself a name in this NFL. So he gets to go on his home turf, and I think that he'll be motivated to really put on a show for the fans that originally cheered him and the team that gave him his first shot in the NFL. So keep your eye out for Aqib Talib and what his task is at hand against either a very talented receiving core with Mike Evans, obviously. I think that he'll probably be matched up against him most of the day. Then along with UNC, University of Northern Colorado alumni, Vincent Jackson, who's had a very slow start to this season, but certainly a capable wide receiver still. So Chris Harris and Aqib Talib are going to have their hands full with those two guys and trying to cover them from passes thrown by Jameis Winston. Something else to watch out for, as I mentioned before, Doug Martin's not going to play tomorrow in this game, but the Buccaneers are really, really struggling with, you know, being able to establish a formidable run game, and that's exactly what the Bengals were facing last week as well before going into this matchup against Denver, and they were able to kind of find some soft spots in the Broncos' defense and be able to run the ball. And I think not necessarily the Buccaneers really just need to ground and pound their way, but they need to take some pressure off of Jameis Winston. He's throwing the ball 40-plus times a game for the first 3 weeks of the season, and you just don't need your young quarterback being put at risk that much, A, against the Broncos' defensive front, and B, you got to take some pressure off of him and keep the defense off of the field, and it's just going to make everything easier for them. So watch out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers running game behind Sims and see if they can get anything going. My last matchup to watch out for is just going to be the Broncos offense as a whole, and what can they do against Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. Buccaneers come into this one 32nd in the NFL in points allowed per game with 33.7, so a really atrocious unit all around. I mean, they gave up 37 points to the visiting Rams last week, who hadn't scored a touchdown all season long. So it should be a big opportunity for the Broncos offense to really get things going, clicking on all cylinders. I mean, they certainly did in the second half last week, and can Trevor Siemian kind of use what he did in the second half, completing 11 passes in a row and then the four touchdown performance for over 300 yards. And can he translate that in the second road start to something similar? So I think that this is a big opportunity for the Broncos offense, and they should be able to shine pretty easily in the Tampa Bay sun on Sunday afternoon. Let's go behind the numbers a little bit. As I mentioned, the Buccaneers, the 32nd ranked defense in the NFL in points allowed per game, but where else? You got to know your foe and some other things that the Broncos may be able to take advantage of. Buccaneers are the tied for 30th in the NFL in turnover margin. They're minus six so far on the season, so they're prone to coughing up the football a lot. That'll be my first key to the game for the Broncos, is to be able to force some turnovers and get some short fields for your offense, because if you're already going up against a defense that isn't that formidable, you should be able to really take advantage of that and then maybe get you some short fields and put some points on the board in bunches early on. Other stats for the Buccaneers: net yards per game on offense, they're the ninth ranked unit in the NFL, but that's partially because they've been down a lot in games. That was kind of back and forth against the Rams, but in week two against the Arizona Cardinals, they were never in that game. So that's going to allow for a little bit more yards to happen because you're just trying to play catch up. Yards per play, they're 24th in the league, 16th in the league in points per game offensively, 23rd in the league in rushing yards per game, and then 25th in the league in passing yards per game. So, you know, not a lot of things jumping out at you on the offensive side of things. Then defensively speaking, the Bucs are just kind of middle of the pack pretty much everywhere. They rank from 19th on net yards per game, 22nd in the NFL yards per play, as I mentioned, 32nd in the NFL in points per game, and then rushing yards per game, they're tied for 14th, so certainly middle of the pack there, and then 20th in passing yards per game. But I would kind of think that is just a product of that number could be a lot worse if they were, you know, back and forth in games compared to, you know, just playing catch up, and the teams that are ahead aren't going to necessarily be throwing the football. So that's kind of a product of that. So that's how this matchup is shaping up between the Buccaneers and the Broncos. Just kind of some inside the numbers for what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to bring. Give you some history between these teams. This is going to be the ninth meeting between the Buccaneers and the Broncos. The Broncos are 6-2 in these contests, so that they've definitely had the Buccaneers' number. And their last road win against the Buccaneers came pretty much almost to the day in 2004, October 3rd, 2004, where the Broncos won that game 16-13. And that's probably the last time that the Broncos even played in Tampa Bay. Let's get you some keys to victory for the Broncos. I already mentioned the turnover margin, and Jameis Winston's thrown 6 interceptions on the season so far for the Buccaneers, so the Broncos secondary should really have an opportunity there to create some turnovers and create some offense. I mean, maybe even get you a scoring touchdown in this one, as they're so prone to doing. My second key to victory for the Broncos is going to be get your running game going again. They really went away from that last week. There wasn't much there between C.J. Anderson, and maybe you should mix in Devontae Booker a little bit more and even give Capri Vib some carries and just lighten the load for C.J. It doesn't have to be all on him. I mean, we saw it so much last year with Ronnie Hillman in the backfield, where he kind of got the tough yards. You know, he'd have 10 carries for 18 yards, and C.J. Anderson would come in because the defense be loosened up a little bit and then bust a 40-yard run for a touchdown. So I think that they should get a little bit more creative running the football, and they need to get back to that, because they can't just rely on Trevor Siemian to take care of everything, despite his amazing performance in week 3 against the Bengals. My final key to victory is come out with some energy, because that's kind of this is where these things could be more of a trap game. Going on the road in an early season game in Florida where it's going to be hot. The Buccaneers probably going to wear their white uniforms, so it's going to make the Broncos wear the darker colors, and they just can't come out flat, because that's how you could get in trouble. So come out with some energy and put some points on the board early. Those are my keys to victory for the Broncos. I'll get you a couple predictions here. Von Miller leading the team with 5 sacks on the season, and I think that he's going to be able to go chase Jameis Winston down, and I think Von Miller gets you 2 more sacks on Sunday afternoon in Tampa Bay. Offensively speaking, I think C.J. Anderson goes for 85 yards and a touchdown, and he'll also contribute catching the ball out of the backfield. And Trevor Siemian, finally, I think, has another multi-touchdown performance. I'll give him 2 touchdowns in this one, because I don't think they'll need to be throwing the ball much later on in the game. And the Broncos are favored in this one, -3, which I think is kind of a low number. I'm pretty surprised that Vegas came out with that number for this game. I think the Broncos cover that and then some. I think I'm going to go final score here in Tampa Bay: Denver 24, Tampa Bay 13, and they win in a blowout fashion to improve their record to 4-0 on the season. Tweet me your predictions at Adam Kinney Radio, or tweet the show account at Locked On Broncos. Make sure you're subscribing on iTunes. Thank you all that have done that so far. Thanks for listening each and every day here on the Locked On Broncos podcast, and make sure you're checking out everything else on the Locked On Podcast Network for all your other favorite NFL and even NBA teams, with a couple of league shows, fantasy shows. We have everything covered here on the Locked On Sports Podcast Network. That's going to be it for me here. Tweet me your predictions, and then I will get you a game recap as soon as this thing is said and done in Tampa Bay. Until next time, this has been the Locked On Broncos Podcast.